We're very grateful to everybody. You know, I've always thought, were you ever a big fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I was the I mean the
Yeah,
books
the books. I mean the books. I mean
the movie was an unfortunate letdown, but
Yeah, the movie was
along
really
with
mediocre. That's unfortunate. But I mean, Wikipedia is essentially the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy come to life.
the
It really is. It really
internet. So what exactly would be the restaurant at the end of the universe, I
No,
wonder?
I'm not the. I mean, I don't mean the book, the story. I mean
No,
the
I'm just
idea.
I'm making the comparison that if that is Hitchhiker's Guide, I'm just restaurant at the end of the universe. If you haven't read
Yeah, I have.
his works, no, I know you have, but for those out there, if you haven't read Douglas Adams' works, then you should definitely check into it.
Yeah,
You
especially.
might get my insane connection ramblings. You might not. You probably won't, because most even my wife generally doesn't. But
Who would actually? What would be the like equivalent of the restaurant at the end of the universe? I mean, we've already got. I mean, there are hitchhikers references like strewn around the internet everywhere because the internet is often
totally.
run by people who are hitchhikers fans. So that's why
Yes.
we had the original, instant translator was called Babelfish on Alta
Right.
Vista, and yeah, and so. I remember back in my when I used to work as a sysadmin, we would name some of our servers after various Douglas Adams characters, and so that was just really, part of the culture of the internet and the kind of people who built that. And actually, I remember several years ago, the BBC actually did try to create a Hitchhiker's Guide, a Wikipedia kind of like encyclopedia, before there was a Wikipedia. And well, it's really interesting how Wikipedia has totally taken over that role, essentially.
Is not so much for the special effects, and there was definitely a lot of cheese there too, but overall, stylistically, I think the BBC version of The Hitchhiker's Guide was not too bad, actually. I mean, compared to in many ways to the movie, I mean, you could see that all the special effects budget really didn't help out. I think in many ways that was
Yeah,
better.
the movie was a real patchwork job. I could tell which parts were written by Douglas Adams and which parts had been sandpapered into oblivion to make it
Right.
much more mainstream acceptable. And yeah, that was he finished writing only a rough draft of the movie before he died, and so it got passed along to Hollywood types, and that is essentially the story of that movie. Anyway,
Anyhow.
anyhow, that's pretty much it for this episode, unless you wanted to add anything else.
No.
Nope.
So, except that Moe's death, I think, was a decent Ford Prefect.
Yeah.
So I'll at least give him that.
Yeah, that's true. I think actually that was pretty decent. And also, I will say this. I remember I was really excited when they cast Martin Freeman as Arthur. I don't know if you're familiar. Martin Freeman, he first came to my attention and to everybody's attention in the British version of The Office. He plays Tim, who is in the American version, his name is Jim. He's the ordinary guy who makes fun of I keep getting the British and American characters fixed up. In the British version, he's called Gareth. In the American version, that's Dwight. And
Right.
Dwight and they do pretty much the same kinds of things. He has a relationship with the secretary and all that, and
No,
that's.
no. Wait a second. Can you say what who that was and what character he played again?
Martin
Because I'm
Freeman plays the Jim-like character in the British version of The Office. He has
But
exactly the right personality for Arthur, quite frankly. And that's who he plays in the Hitchhikers movie. And that's who he was perfectly cast for that role, in my opinion. That was exactly, in fact, I remember when I was watching The Office, and this is before I knew he was being cast in Hitchhikers, I said, this guy would make a perfect Arthur Dent. This guy. He has exactly the same kind of in the British version of Jim is much more resigned and much more, oh, what the heck am I doing here? Kind of like Keon actually in Harry Zuzavia. And what am I
Right.
doing? And but he also still has a prankish sense to him. That's why he plays tricks on Gareth all the time. And like the hiding the stapler in the jello type thing, kind of thing, and throwing the stapler out the window and making prank phone calls to Dwight's or to Garrett's phone, you know, that sort of thing. And yeah, he was perfectly cast.
Yeah, I think that was fine. I think just standing out though, I think Mos Def kind of really did stick out a little bit.
Well,
anyhow, enough about non-anime topics.
That will probably be an extra. That's what I usually do with diversions. I put them out as extras, like in a separate file. So